Now, okay, let's hear some of the titles you guys did. Yes, Luke.
Performance artist Merlin Hepworth is visiting a creative writing class at Carbondale's Roaring Fork High School. He's encouraging the room of students to create their own spoken word poetry. He starts by having the kids jot down a conversation and gives an example.
What the mother says, well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up in places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light.
He also teaches the kids how to perform and express themselves through tone and facial expressions.
Now we're going to practice tempo and pace, all right? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to accelerate through the line. Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters.
It's about poetry. It's about expressing yourself. It's about spoken word.
Barbara Dills is a board member for the Aspen Writers Foundation. The organization brought Hepworth and another performance artist, Logan Dirty Verbs Phillips, to the Valley. In 2 weeks' time, they're visiting English, creative writing, and English language learner classrooms at schools from Aspen to Glenwood Springs.
So they're here to mostly create a safe space for kids to explore their feelings and express themselves in writing.
I have some experience writing poems. I don't really do it for personal enjoyment or for expression, but when I do it, I kind of like to, you know, just write what I'm feeling or present, you know, some ideas on the page.
Sebastian Dunn is a high school senior at Roaring Fork. He came up with an original work after attending Hepworth's class. His poem doesn't have a title.
The things in my house holds the things I'm tired of surviving. The mountains of romance novels that grow like moss in the house. Tales that my mom has read twice when we can't talk about something once. The picture of my grandfather next to a lamp. While he's no longer here with us, I like to turn the light on for him.
He says the poem was inspired by a story Hepworth read about memories, so he decided to write about home.
You know, I know it's not permanent, and, you know, I wanted to recognize, you know, all the memories and all the things that have made me who I am today that have happened in that house.
To hear Sebastian's entire poem, log on to aspenpublicradio.org. Other local teenagers will read original poems at a high-altitude poetry jam at the Wheeler Opera House tonight. Professional performing artists Merlin Hepworth and others will join them on stage. The event will be broadcast live on Aspen Public Radio starting at 6:30 p.m. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.